Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. And no matter what kind of dad you are, whatever, it's Father's Day. There's so many different dads out there.
I know it's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you.
All right, there we go.
Sorry about that.
That is okay. That is all right. Again, I'm Françoise Rhodes, your host. Happy Father's Day. Joining us in the boardroom today is Barry Long. Hey, Barry, how are you?
I'm doing well. Today is my birthday and Father's Day.
Birthday and Father's Day the same day. Now, do you think you're getting, ripped off just a little bit because you get, have to celebrate both in one day?
Yes, I get my gifts get consolidated into one day.
See, everybody says, what are we going to do, Dad? Hey, and you have some kids of your own?
Yes, I have three kids.
Three kids. Boys, girls?
Two girls and one boy.
Oh, how fun. How fun is that? Well, thanks for being here. And Barry, you'll hear Barry every day during the week as the co-host of Pure Sports on our sister station, 102.7 FM and 1010 AM. So, and that's all about. Speaking of sports, did you think the Raptors were going to win?
No, I did not. I thought the Golden State Warriors would still be able to pull it off, and they just weren't able to.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I like to watch championship games in just about every sport, and the injuries, it just seemed the Warriors kept getting injuries to their key players, and they couldn't overcome that.
Yeah, it was very, very, very sad to watch. It kind of feels like the end of an era because they were such a good dynasty for so long, but I think it's coming to an end.
Well, they kept saying that their last game at Oracle, I didn't get that. So are they moving out?
Oh, yeah, they're moving to a new stadium. The Oracle is in Oakland, and they're moving to across the bay in San Francisco.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. And I didn't answer, and I thought, I'll ask you. You got to know. All right, well, also today I want to apologize for last Sunday. We had some miscommunications here. But with that said, as I've been saying for the last month or so, Traveling with Françoise, we only have about two more shows after this here on Money Radio. If everything is going according to plan, the station has been for sale, and it looks like I'll be moving somewhere. I'm not sure where yet. I haven't decided, but you have to check out the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. I'll keep you updated there on Facebook, Instagram, with the e-blast and all over to let you know. But again, we have a couple more shows here, right here at Money Radio, and then we'll figure out where I'm going. I don't know yet. I might just take the whole month of July off and sit back and regroup. So there are some changes coming up, so I just want everybody not to just panic when you go, what happened? She's not there anymore. What happened? Stuff like that. I've changed stations before, and this one is kind of going to be a forced change, but I'll figure it all out. But don't worry. I'll be around. I'll be around somewhere. So, all right. We want to thank Swiss Donuts over in the corner of Country Club Monterey for our donuts for our guests today. Today's show is brought to you in part by Command One Security. Safe, simple, secure at Command One. They've been in the Valley for, 35 years, something like that. Now, on the show today, we have, we have Kim Richards from the La Quinta Museum, and we also have Steve Canold and Lalo Alvarez from ACT Tours. They're going to be talking about travel in the second hour of the show, and Kim and I are going to be talking about what's happening at the La Quinta Museum in the first hour, along with all the other events that I'll be talking about. Even though it's summer, there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of free movies out there, Barry, to take your kids. I mean, there really are.
There are.
They're all over the place, all over this valley, and some of them are so fun. They're outside. They're in amphitheaters.
Yeah.
I mean, and the evenings are just so nice now.
Yeah, I kind of like that outdoor drive-in movie theater kind of feel.
Yeah.
So I might go check some of those out.
You should. I'll be telling everybody about them just in a little bit, but definitely lots of things still happening here in the Coachella Valley. Now, today on the show, I will be giving away tickets for two to August 25th. Now, these tickets are not transferable. They are for this day only. Pageant of the Masters show in Laguna Beach at the Festival of the Arts. Like I say, you have to know that you can go this day, August 25th. I know it's a little far out, but I do have those tickets for you. We are the only station here in the entire Coachella Valley giving away tickets to the Pageant of the Masters. So I also have some tickets on the website as well, along with a bunch of other contests. So make sure you visit that website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Now, Mount Rushmore, it's like this week has just been one craziness after another. I went to Julian to film a new episode for the television show, and the new Mount Rushmore show was supposed to start showing on Thursday. However, this whole month, every Thursday, we are preempted by soccer.
Wow.
On Fox 11. Yeah. So add that to everything else that's going on. It was just been, I'm telling people one thing and then something else is happening. So it's still showing on Monday mornings and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. But it's scheduled showing. That is really the time that it shows each week, that I'm programmed to show, is on Thursdays at noon. But that has been preempted. So all these people that went to Mount Rushmore with me, because I was escorting a tour there.
Wow.
And their friends, they told their friends, watch the episode on Thursday, and then they see soccer. Oh, my God.
Gotta love the World Cup, right?
Yeah, I know. It's. But this is soccer with the men, not the women, right?
Oh, no. There should be soccer, the Copa tournament, and then that's for the men, and then the Women's World Cup is going on right now.
Right. The women's are going on. Yeah. So anyway, which I'm fine with. You know what? I love sports too. So, but I wish I would have known a little bit more in advance before I told everybody to watch it on Thursday. But not to worry, that I'm also going to get the Mount Rushmore show up on the website too for those of you that don't somehow program your televisions to watch all this sort of stuff. So anyway, all right, podcasts. We have a lot of podcasts going on. Yesterday I wasn't on KESQ. I just have been so swamped. I just haven't had the energy to get up at 5:30 in the morning and go over there. I'll just be honest with you on that one. So here's some local things happening. I just want to give you a little heads up on that. La Quinta Arts Festival, they will be no more as far as the arts festival. They have canceled for next year. And they're not saying if they're coming back. The foundation is still going strong, but the arts festival will no longer be here, and which is interesting when we have a big event like that close its doors.
Wow. I definitely am sad about that. I love going out and checking out some good art.
Yeah, well, you know, and I think maybe because we have so many now art festivals.
Yeah.
There's a lot of competition. Of course, I've been broadcasting every year from the Indian Wells Arts Festival at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Mm-hmm. That's a big arts festival, and they're so close together that it's a little difficult, I think, for some to make ends meet.
Absolutely.
Because the places aren't donated to them. So anyway, so if you heard that in the news, that is true. But I found something, Google Alerts. We all put Google Alerts. I'm sure you have Google Alerts on the Pure Sports Show to see if something pops up. Well, I have it on Traveling with Francoise. And this, I don't always look at them because they're on another email account that I don't look at, but maybe once a week. And the other day I was scrolling through and there was a Google Alert for Traveling with Francoise. So I thought, well, I'll see what this one says. And it says, now the show is streaming on Fubo TV.
Ooh.
I know.
What, Traveling with Francois?
Yes, my TV
Fubo
show.
Fubo TV?
Yes.
Okay.
It's on Hulu and DirecTV, and it's on Fox. So I saw this. I go, wow, I didn't even know that. That's pretty cool. So, thank you. Yeah, I know. So it says you can stream live on demand with your phone on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV. So I thought, wow.
That is awesome.
Of course, I'm not getting paid anything for that. But
you're not getting paid from Hulu?
No. I'm not getting paid from any of them, Barry. Yeah. So, but it's out there. It was kind of exciting to see, though. So I thought, well, you know, that's good.
Well, I've got Hulu. I'm going to search you up in the search box.
Yeah, check it out for me and see how it works. So I don't have Hulu. But I know some people. In fact, I was talking to someone just yesterday. She has Hulu. Mm-hmm. And she really likes it because she says she can see all the live plus streaming.
Yeah. When they first came out, they were just like Netflix, movies only. But now they've added the live TV to it, so it takes it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, but she says she's splitting it with her grandmother, and she's paying $40. So that means they're both paying, so they must be paying $87 a month for it.
Oh, she's got the upgraded version.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay, because I didn't think it was that expensive. Everybody's talking about how, you know, get Hulu and all these, and it's less than what you're going to pay your cable company. So when I heard that, $80-some dollars, I thought, well, that's not really even less than what.
Yeah, I'm only paying $30
okay.
a month. So I she probably has a few more features that I don't have.
Oh, really? But you get you get to pick movies.
Yep, I get movies. I get full seasons of shows, like from way back.
Oh.
Like I'm a fan of Full House. They had the entire Full House repertoire from the very first episode till they got older. So, and then they also have live TV.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So there you go. So anyway, when you check it out, see, let me know how it works. All right. And Animal Samaritans, they gave out a little tip for you in the summer. And I just really want, because I see this all the time and I don't know if the owners get this. If the ground is too hot for your own bare feet, it is too hot for your animals.
Yes.
I don't understand how people don't connect the two. I see it all the time. In fact, this morning I saw someone walking their dogs, and granted it was in the morning, but in the evening I see the same person walking their dogs on the street, and it's hot now out there.
Yeah, I actually made the mistake of walking outside barefoot yesterday.
Yeah.
And it felt like I was walking on hot coals.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine what those little paws must feel like.
Right. And people think, well, because, you know, they have that little padding. It's, no. If it's too hot for your feet, it is too hot for your dog. So AnimalSamaritans.org, they have all sorts of tips on there. They say, please choose grass and shade over hot sand, concrete, and pavement. Also, here's a heads up as well. The artificial turf can get hotter than pavement.
Really?
And people don't realize that. Yes, artificial turf can get very, very hot. Even though it looks like grass and it looks cool, step on it first with your own feet, because they say it is really, can be really, really hot and people don't get it. So keep that in mind as well. All right, and A1 Custom Golf Cars, they have a bunch of specials going on right now. You can get a 2015 Yamaha Drive two-seater starting at $3,700. So give them a call over at A1 Custom Golf Cars and they will help you out. Get one of those summer specials so you're all ready for the season. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's free in the Coachella Valley for you to enjoy. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Roach, your host. So great to have you on this Happy Father's Day day. Happy Father's Day day. Does that even make sense?
No.
on Father's Day. How's that? There we go. And I want everybody to have a Happy Father's Day. Now, those of you out there who know what the Pageant of the Masters is, and a lot of you do, we have a lot of entries on the website. I have two tickets for you for August 25th. Yes, August 25th. I know it's a little ways out. The show starts at 8:30. This is in Laguna Beach at the Festival of the Arts. I have the tickets in hand, and I will mail those to you. This year's theme is The Time Machine. It's really an incredible show, and it's a good excuse to go to Laguna Beach, actually. And I think the 25th, it's either a Saturday or a Sunday. I'm sorry, I didn't even look that
up. I'll look it up real quick.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I should have wrote that down. I'm not sure if it's Saturday or Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
Oh, it is Sunday. Okay, so it is on a Sunday. So if you would like to go to the Pageant of the Masters, give Barry a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. And I'm going to leave this contest open till the end of this first hour, because I know a lot of you that the date, you know, you have to look at your calendars and all this sort of stuff. Oh, well, the phone's already ringing, so maybe this person didn't even need to look at their calendar. All right, so this is great, and they're great seats, too. They are really good seats. This portion of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto and Gallery 500 on the corner of Ramona and Indian Canyon. So, again, this portion of the show is brought to you by The 500. Okay. Yeah, it looks like we have a winner, and we'll see who it is. So the phone was ringing. Yeah, these are great tickets, and now you are going to. Hi, who's this?
BJ.
BJ?
Yeah, BJ.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm fine, great. Thank you. Have you been to the Pageant of the Masters before?
I have not, and I'm going to be down there at that time.
Oh, well, this will be perfect. You're going to love it. Because these tickets also get you into the Festival of the Arts.
Fabulous.
So you get
that
to go.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and plus, after you've been, I guess the same tickets will get you into the Festival of the Arts as many times as you want to go. So this is a win-win all the way around. You're going to love the show. It's really incredible, and you have great seats. I know the seats. I've sat in those seats myself, so I'm really excited for you. Congratulations.
Me too.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you. I've been waiting to go, and you know, something always happens, and you don't get there, so this will be great.
Oh, good. So this all works out, because I know these date-specific contests sometimes are hard for people because they don't know that far in advance, but you already know you're going to be there, so it's wonderful. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Congratulations. Stay on the line. Make sure that Barry has all your mailing information, okay?
Yes, okay. That'd be great. And thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And great show. I heard you just say something. You're not going to be there after June.
No, I'm going to be moving. I'm not sure where yet because the radio station, Money Radio, was sold. So I will be moving somewhere. So make sure I'll send my business card. Go to the website so you can see where I'm moving.
I've listened to you for years. You're fantastic.
Thank you so much. Well, you know what? A lot of people followed me over from when I was at 920, followed me over here, and now you'll just have to adjust your dial. How's that?
as usual. Okay.
There you go. Okay. Well, like I say, stay on the line and make sure Barry gets your mailing info, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. All righty. Have a great one. Okay, so there he goes. Yeah. Yes, and now everybody, don't worry. Don't think I'm going away forever for good. I'm not. I'm going to be back. I'm just not sure where I'm going yet. That's the big question. And once, like I did when I left 920 and came over here to Money Radio, I did the best I could to let everyone know. I even mailed out mailers to people. But now with the social media and all sorts and the television show, I'll make sure that you get that information. Who knows? I might just mail out mailers as well. All right. I want to give you some heads up on if you are, the Living Desert and the Palm Springs Art Museum, they have partnered to offer members free summer admission. So if you belong to one, you get to go to the other for free. So that's really nice. So if you belong to the Palm Springs Art Museum, you get to go to the Living Desert for free, and it works both ways. So remember that. Sometimes people forget about that. They forget that they have that their membership to one will often get them into something else. In fact, Bank America, for some Bank America cardholders, I don't know all the details, but I know that gets you into a lot of museums for free. So if you are with Bank America, you need to check that out and see if that works for you. Because I was there the other day and talking to somebody that works at Bank America, and he was telling me that we were talking about the Living Desert and the Palm Springs Art Museum and the Air Museum and all this sort of stuff. And he was telling me that his Bank America, a debit card, I think, or it could be the credit card, I'm not sure, it will get him into a lot of museums for free. So, again, check that out. All right. Talking about free, the farmer's market, the farmer's market in Palm Springs is indoors now, and it started being indoors on June 15th, and it will be inside the Palm Springs Pavilion, adjacent to the PS Swim Palm Springs Swim Center on Pavilion Way, and it is open weekly from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and I think it's on Saturdays. And must be on Saturdays. I don't see anything about being on Sundays, but on Saturdays, again, through September, it will be indoors. So that is a certified farmer's market. Excuse me. I don't know what's going on here. Drinking some water, and let me take another sip. Okay, there we go. Just maybe the dry air in here. I don't know. Also, what else is free? I was talking to Barry about movies that are free that are coming up. And here's just a couple. On June 18th, there's the summer movie, the Lego Movie. And this is for families. Every Tuesday and Thursday until August 15th, the Lego Movie screens. Look out for special character and appearances, meet and greet showings. A free toy will be gifted with any food and drink combo. This event is free and is at the Westfield Palm Desert. So again, the summer movie camp, the Lego Movie, is happening every Tuesday and Thursday until August 15th, and it is free. I don't see a time on here, so you have to call the Westfield Mall to find out, but that sounds like a lot of fun. Also on June 19th, Dawn of the Dead, the 40th anniversary celebration, and that is a free movie, Dawn of the Dead, at the Mary Pickford Theater on June 19th, so you want to check that out as well. And also on June 21st, the Summer Camp Movie Night, watch a screening of the 90s favorite Toys starring Robin Williams. Enjoy the classic while lounging in the pool under the stars. This is open to all ages, and this is free, and this is at the Saguaro in Palm Springs. Now, like I said, there's a lot of free events that go on here during the summer, so you don't want to miss them. You know, a great place to find out all this information is at CoachellaValley.com. Go on over to that website, and he has tons of stuff going on over there all the time. That is really the original events calendar right there at CoachellaValley.com, so check that out. Also, another free movie on June 20th, The Guns of Navarone. This is based on the book of the same name, and this movie is going to be at the Rancho Mirage Library. And the Rancho Mirage Library has a ton of free stuff going on all summer long. Movies begin at 3 p.m. on the third Thursday all the way through September. So check it out. I have the next one. I'm sure they'll be sending me a new list on more new movies coming out. But again, movies every week at the Rancho Mirage Library. So you have indoor movies, outdoor movies, movies all over the place, movies in the pools, movies at the aquatic center, movies at the libraries. There are movies everywhere, and a lot of them are free. A lot of them are very family friendly. And I also last week was telling you about all the pools that are open for families as well. Check that out in your area, because there are a lot of pools now that are open. Some are free, some you have to pay, so check it out. But a great one for the family is the Palm Desert Aquatic Center, because they have all the small pools for the little kids, you know, the little wading pools. Then they have the larger pools. They have a pool for everybody over there, and they're priced so reasonably to go and spend a day there at the Aquatic Center. Really consider it, because it is a beautiful facility, and there is something for everyone. And again, the libraries, they will have their stargazing parties at the Rancho Mirage Public Library and the Observatory, so you want to check that out if you've never been. That is free. You want to go. It's really a lot of fun for the entire family. Plus, they take you in and show you their telescope inside, and you really get to go right inside where this big telescope is. So it's kind of, you know, it's pretty amazing that we have that right here in the Coachella Valley. And so take advantage and enjoy all these things that we have for you to go and do, because there's a lot. Yeah, I stay in the little town of Julian there after 8 o'clock. Town closes down, but not here in the Coachella Valley. All right, on that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, Kim Richards joins us. She's going to tell us what's happening at the La Quinta Museum and a little bit about their Route 66 program. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in studio once again is Kim Richards, known on Facebook as Kimmy Sue. Yeah.
Françoise, thank you for having me back.
Well, it's great to have you back. In fact, when I was typing out the form here, my little notes and stuff on who's being on the show and the show lineup for Barry in there, I put Kimmy Sue. I thought, well, wait a minute. I think she might want to go by Kim Richards.
Either one.
Either one works for you. Well, I don't know if your ears were burning, but a couple weeks I had a guest on the show, and we were talking about you. Yes. All right. And it
Craig.
Was
yes, I was watching that day.
No, it wasn't Craig. It was someone else,
oh.
Actually. Yes, it was Larry Burns, the author of this book, Secret Inland Empire, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. And I said, if there is anyone that needs this book, that I want to have this book, it is you. So I want you to have this.
Thank
this is a gift from me.
So much. Oh, this is
because
so
you are
much
the day trip
fun.
Queen, and you will find places in there. I have been looking at places in there that are so crazy obscure.
And it's signed. I love that. Thank you. Oh, now I have a whole summer ahead
you
of
have
me.
A whole, there's a maze in there. There's stuff in there, Kim, that I'm going. Some things that we know of, the Integratron and some other stuff mm-hmm. that we already know about, but there was quite a few in there that I did not know about. So you are going to have a blast going through that book and deciding where
absolutely.
You're going to go.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and thanks to Larry. This is just
And it's all kind of within this area, really. What he considers the Inland Empire goes out to Riverside, but
I love
yeah,
it.
I know. So there you
thank
go.
Thank you.
Focus now, Kim. Focus. Yeah. All right. I was going to wait and give it to you after, but then I don't want to forget, so I want to give it to you. So before we talk about your upcoming trip, because I do want to tell everybody what you're doing. It's so much fun. I want to talk a little bit about the La Quinta Museum. I know you have an exhibit going on right now, but I also want to let people know, let's first talk about the museum in general, where it is and what you have there.
Yeah, so the La Quinta Museum is located by Old Town in La Quinta. We're just west of the Old Town, across from the La Quinta Community Park. It's a beautiful building, and we are open all summer, Tuesday through mm-hmm. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we have all kinds of things going on every day. I mean, and everything that we do is free of charge, so even better. Mm-hmm. Come into the museum and get cooled off this summer. We have, every Tuesday, it's a stitch group where we have people come in that do quilting and crochet, needlepoint, and they just sit there for a couple hours, and basically it's like a quilt group.
Mm-hmm.
We also have adult coloring, which on every Friday, a bunch of people come in and just color. Have a ball.
Well, yeah, I mean, we always think that coloring is for kids, but frankly, it's fun for adults as well.
Absolutely. And then we have our newest exhibit, which is Road Trip Route 66, which is really great. We just had our opening last week, and it's so much fun because people come down and talk to me about it, and they say, you know, it brought back so many memories. Mm-hmm. There's photographs, there's artwork, there's a diorama, and we've got the history of it. So it's a really great exhibit that runs until September 14th. And again, it's free. Come by and see the Route 66.
And you have, because I was actually going to be at that opening for Route 66, but then I had to move the Julian filming to last week. So, and I'm looking at my calendar going, darn, I had that all planned to go. But there are other exhibits in the museum as well. Isn't there some history about La Quinta?
Yep, we've got the history of La Quinta as well as the history of the Quia Indians in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
We also have this beautiful mural that's it depicts La Quinta's history, and it was painted by an 82-year-old artist. We have Dorothea Lange photos from the Depression era that were taken out here in the Coachella Valley. So there's a lot to see there that people just don't even realize.
I know last time you were on the show, you were telling everybody about the stadium that you found.
Oh, yeah.
And and I sent you an email on that, that somebody who was listening sent me an email talking about that stadium and who it belonged to, and that they used to, I think, be the caregiver or something of the stadium. Yes.
It was it's funny. I just drove by there yesterday, and there's a sign that says no trespassing that wasn't there before. So yeah. I don't know if I made people go over there.
Yeah. Someone heard someone. They all heard us talking about it, and they said, we're going to go check out that. Because I thought that it was interesting when I got that email about the stadium. So anyway, give us a little bit of the history about La Quinta. You know, we don't always realize, you know, everybody thinks Palm Springs, that's the only, you know, city that has history in the valley, but each city has its own unique history.
Yes, we do. And La Quinta is a fairly new city. You know, we were incorporated in the 80s, but it still existed. I mean, the La Quinta Resort was built in 1926. So there was farms, there were ranches, a lot of date orchards and citrus orchards back then, and a lot of families lived in La Quinta. Now, they may have called it Indio back then because, Indio was just the biggest town.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a few old buildings, and it's a pretty neat city.
You know, that's interesting that you said that they might have called it Indio, because even today, there's sometimes really a disconnect where the city lines are once you start driving down East Valley. I know that some of, like the Madison Club and some of those places, they're in Indio, but they tell people La Quinta or wherever. Yeah, I mean, it's very confusing.
Yeah. And the city has changed over the years, so certain things were annexed in. So what was once Indio or even Thermal is now La Quinta. So
yeah, but I know, of course, when I travel now, when I say Indio, which before it wasn't well known, and first thing they say is, oh, Coachella Fest.
Yeah,
I know. You see Palm Springs, they go, huh? They look at you, but then you say, Indio, oh yeah, Coachella Fest. It's interesting how that vibe has changed. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about your Route 66 exhibit.
So we have two photographers, Andy Romanoff as well as Brian Helder. Andy is a photojournalist out of L.A., and he was this old-time hippie that took these amazing photographs along Route 66 over the years. And then Brian Helder is a La Quinta resident, and so he shared his photographs too. And it really captures what is happening with Route 66, the decay of certain buildings, what buildings are still there, and it really tells a good story. We also have a diorama in there by artist Wendy Jacks that is just beautiful. It's an old-time soda fountain within a gas station that was on Route 66. And then we also had a call out to all the local artists to paint Route 66 signs for us. And so what came out of that is just amazing, just the creativity that our local artists have.
And it's interesting because when I was going to Julian the other day, there's one, and I don't recall exactly where it was on the trip, but there was a sign, Route 66, turn here, get Route 66. And I just noticed, because when you bring up something like this, when you have an exhibit going on, it makes everybody start thinking about their experiences on Route 66. And I think it's New Mexico now. They have put several million dollars into a fund to refurbish some of the buildings along Route 66. So it's kind of coming back to life again.
That is wonderful. I love to hear that because everybody has so many great stories and, you know, coming out from Chicago or Oklahoma during the Dust Bowl and just the buildings that were there and the memories that were made on Route 66 before the new highways took it over.
Yeah.
And I'll be traveling Route 66 in just a week. I'm going from St. Louis to Oklahoma for myself, and I cannot wait to see what, you know, what's out there.
Yeah, that's a very exciting trip. Now, you and your hubby, you're going to Nashville for a couple days, and you're leaving there. You've rented a car, I gather. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're going to... How have you mapped this out? How did you do this for yourself?
We went to Auto Club and got a triptych.
Yeah, you do. Did you do this so many miles a day, or how did you know where you were going to stay? I mean, because those trips are sometimes, you get in a little spot and you don't want to leave. Yeah.
It's for my husband's birthday, so this was his trip, and he wanted to hit Nashville. We're going to Louisville, Kentucky, and so we have a different city we're going to each day. And then we're going to hit St. Louis and then just get on the Route 66 and see some family along the way. Mm-hmm. We have a big, long list of things we may see and just fun, weird stuff. Like in Oklahoma, there's this blue whale on Route 66 that looks amazing. I'm like, it's totally Instagram worthy and I need to go see it.
Yeah,
so.
I know. This is going to be a tough trip because, folks, if you know Kim, she likes to stop and look at everything, which is great because so many people pass the historic markers and whatever. They just fly by. They
see the weirder, the better.
Yeah, they see something and they go, oh, I should stop. And by then they're long by and they go, oh, well, I don't do it. Yeah, but you stop all the time.
I do.
And look at things. But look at all the amazing things that you have stumbled across. I mean, you have really come with the Plank Highway or whatever, the Plank Road. Where was that?
So that is right by Yuma, Arizona. It's between, you know, it's right on the border of Mexico, California, and Yuma. And it was an old road that they built. It was a wooden plank road that was built in 1915 to go over the Algodones sand dunes. And because the sand was always shifting, they had to move it. And when it was first built, it was just two basically planks that a car would fit on. And then if somebody else came, they had to lift the car up to move over. And then a few years later, they built another one that was a little bit wider with turnouts. And there's still a little bit of it left. I mean, the highway was done in 1926, but there's still this little bit of plank road left off of Grayswell's Road. And it's so exciting to see that for somebody like me that loves the weird stuff.
Well, do they have it roped off? Or, I mean,
they do.
Oh, okay, good. I was worried. I thought, well, if everybody's over there, they probably take the planks or something. I don't know. But it's a historical landmark? Or
I don't know if it is. They have an information kiosk there. But over the years, people have taken the planks. They used it for firewood or for whatever. Somebody told me about that they actually buried somebody with it.
Oh, wow. Well, see, you never know. That should be right there in that wild, obscure,
exactly,
and wonderful book there. So very exciting trip. How long are you going to be gone on your road?
A little over a week.
A little over a week.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to do a lot of driving, a lot of sightseeing, and, of course, lots of posting on Facebook and Instagram. Do you do Instagram?
I do.
Yeah, Instagram. Are we Instagram friends?
I'm sure we are.
We should be. I think so. Yeah, I don't know. We have to be. So very, very exciting. Now, if you want to, though, see what they have over at the La Quinta Museum, definitely tell us when the hours of operation are again.
So it's Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And one thing I did want to mention, next Thursday, the 20th, we have a wonderful speaker, Kaz Mraz, coming in at 4 p.m. And he's going to talk about Route 66, the Mother Road. And he took a lot of photos for a book on his motorcycle. So he's going to be a very interesting speaker, and I think we're going to have a packed house.
Yeah, I know. And I know when Judy Vossler was there and her brother, I was out of town then, too. I don't know what happened. But I saw you had a packed house, and they have such a great history of La Quinta with Ernie Vossler and whatnot.
I learned so much when they came.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore them.
Yeah, I know. It's just incredible. I mean, and when Judy working over at the La Quinta Resort way back, and so many stories over there.
Oh yeah, there's so much history over at the La Quinta Resort, and I just love to go over there, and you feel like you're in the 1930s, because really not a whole lot has changed over there.
No, yeah, it's beautiful, and it has its own vibe. Well, Kim, thank you so much. What are you doing Father's Day for your hubby? You guys do anything special? Just hang. Oh, you're waiting for his big trip.
Yeah. Just a barbecue and hanging at home, enjoying the heat.
Yeah, I know. Well, it is the desert. Yeah. All right. Okay, folks. So you don't want to miss the exhibit at the La Quinta Museum, Route 66. It runs through September 14th. You have plenty of time, but as Kim was saying, it's a great reason to get out of the heat, go over there, hang out. And again, those classes, if they go to the website, what's the website?
You can go to playinlaquinta.com. It's the city's website, and just go to the museum page or follow us on Facebook or Instagram. Those have everything that's going on every week.
Okay. So. All right. And when you get back, wherever I am, you're going to come on, and we're going to talk about your Route 66 trip, okay?
Excellent.
All right. Kim, thanks so much for joining us. All right, folks, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we'll talk about some events you have to pay for here in the Coachella Valley. So stick around for more Traveling with Ben Smith right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. So, yeah, pretty exciting trip that Kim has going on there up Route 66. Barry, have you been along Route 66 any part of the way?
Yes. You're talking about the highway that goes across the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've driven across the United States three times. So.
Three times?
Three times.
Did you do it for fun, or was it one of those where you had to go, 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 go?
I had to go. I was moving from California to Virginia, or no, first from Virginia to California, then I drove from California to Virginia, and then I moved back to California, so from Virginia.
Oh, wow. Okay. Are you a California native?
No, I'm originally from Virginia.
So you're originally from Virginia. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Four days.
Which one do you like better?
I like California better, better.
It's so hard. You know, I go to all these great little places, and I always think, you know, maybe I could live here, or maybe I could live there. And then I'm a California native, and I like California.
Yeah, me too.
And then people that complain about us,
They do.
You don't like it here? Leave. That's what I say. Yeah. I know our gas prices are high, but yeah. Where was I when I was out in when Julian? It was four, because it's a little tiny town out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, their prices, it was over $4 for a regular.
Man.
Yeah. So you figure.
That is the only bad part about California is the gas prices.
Yeah. I know, but you get in these little tiny places where it starts anyway. So, but otherwise, we have beaches, mountains, all within a day's drive. Desert, you can go all three if you want during one day.
That's correct. That's really true.
Yeah. A lot of people, when they sit back, they think, yeah, that is true. We can just go up to Big Bear, then go to the beach, then come back to the desert and do it all in one day if we really want to do it. But anyway, I like California. All right. The weekly events is brought to you in part by Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. For all your embroidery and silk screening needs, it's arcattire.org. They are over there in Thousand Palms. And remember, when you use them, you are employing clients of Desert Arc. So it's a win-win all the way around. And speaking of a win-win, I will be changing up the contest on the contest page of Traveling with Francoise on the website there. We have winners that were notified today. We had someone who just won $25 to Johnny Costa's restaurant day certificate. Somebody else won tram tickets. I don't quite remember everyone's name. There's a lot of entries for all these. So I'll be changing those up. But also on the site, there is a pageant of the Masters. There is a copy of the book I just gave Kim up for grabs on there. So, and I will be changing up the contest. And they're all free. Everything is free that I give away on this show. So definitely go to that website, Traveling with Francoise, and check it out. And while you're there, check out the podcast page and the television page and all the 100 and some pages on that website, because there's a lot of travel blog page. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on there. Okay, so some things that you do have to pay for, and this is such a great deal. It is a summer pass for the tram. Yes, for $80 for adults and seniors and $40 for children ages 3 through 10, you will get a summer pass that you can go up and down the tram as many times as you want.
So, and it's not going to be as hot up there as it is down here, right?
No, it's 30 degrees cooler up there.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is such a great deal, especially for people who like going hiking. They go up there all the time because there's over 50 miles of hiking trails, picnic areas, multiple campgrounds, all within the 14,000-acre pristine forest of Mount San Jacinto State Park and Wilderness. First tram up Monday through Friday is 10 a.m. The first tram up Saturday and Sunday is 8 a.m. The last tram up daily is 8 p.m. and the last tram down is 9:45. And the restaurants up there, I've sent a lot of people to the top of the tram on this show, and they say the restaurants are really good. Have you been up there lately?
I've never been to the tram. Ever,
what?
Ever. And I've been out here for years. But, yeah, I'm a little bit afraid of heights. I would say a little bit afraid of heights. I don't really know if that is a factor up there, but I definitely do want to check it out someday.
Yeah, you know, it's because it is the world's largest rotating tram car, but it goes so slow that you don't really even feel it.
Okay.
It just does it. And one thing which is good, because I get a little bit motion sickness, the person that travels all the time, believe it or not, I get motion sickness. And I always kind of always worried going up the tram just because that swing and stuff.
Yep.
But it's really so gradual. And they always have a couple of the windows open. So okay. There's fresh air coming through all the time.
Okay.
It's not that, I don't know, you know, where you just feel claustrophobic.
Yep.
So your kids would go crazy up there. How old are your kids?
My daughter's 13, and the other one's 11, and then my son is 7.
Oh, they would love it up
there.
Yes,
they would.
Yeah, it's fun. And it's, like I say, you could take a picnic basket up there and have a picnic, and it's and the views are spectacular. Well, we're going to have to send you up there, Barry. I know a lot of people that have lived, have grown up in this valley, have never been to the tram, never been to the Living Desert, never been to the Air Museum. It's just, you know, kind of, it's all in your own backyard. You don't think about going.
Yeah, and I definitely should go. I haven't been to either of those three places, so
no.
I haven't been anywhere, Francois.
All right, Barry, there is more than sports in this world, okay? I know you are a sports fanatic. In fact, today you're going to a Dodgers game.
Yes.
Yes, and you have your Dodgers hat on. You're ready to go. You're ready to roll. So, but there is more to this world than sports. All right, coming up is the Palm Springs International Short Fest. That starts June 18th and runs through the 24th at the Camelot Theaters. And they will showcase 369 films, including 60 world premieres, 25 international premieres, 46 North American premieres, 17 U.S. premieres, and 98 California premieres. Wow, that's a lot from California. They're going to give over $86,000 in prizes, including $26,000 in cash awards to these directors of these films, for these films. So there was more than 5,600 festival submissions from 118 countries were submitted. So it's a big deal, the Short Fest happening here. And you can get tickets online at psfilmfest.org. Again, that's psfilmfest.org. You can get your tickets there. Normally, I have a bunch of film festival tickets to give away for the Short Fest, but this year has been so hectic and crazy for me, I haven't had a chance to approach them and get the tickets. So, sorry. I don't have any this season to give away. I usually have a ton of those tickets, but I don't this time. So anyway, but you can still go. Tickets are reasonably priced over there, so check it out at psfilmfest.org. And we'll get people, that'll actually bring in quite a few people in the Coachella Valley that come for this short film festival. So we'll have a lot of visitors coming in during this time,
right.
Which is, they don't care. They want to see their film shown. All right, and summer fun starts early at the Living Desert. Take advantage of the cooler desert mornings starting June 1st. The Living Desert and Gardens began their summer hours, and they open an hour earlier for guests. They say enjoy all the wildlife and gardens from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. daily. Last admission is at 1 p.m., and they have closed some of the trails. The Living Desert's Nature Preserve hiking trails and carousel will be closed starting the 1st and reopen in the fall, because they want you not to be out there hiking in the middle of the day in the heat. So remember that. They just want you to be careful. All these rescues. I don't get these people that go hiking in 110 degrees.
Yeah. I just recently started hiking.
Yeah.
I did the Bump and Grind Trail a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it, but I don't want to go too far to where I can get lost. You know what I mean?
Well, and you can get lost. And plus, they go, a lot of people think they're invincible, and they go in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
When it's the hottest, you know, from 1 to 4, that's really when it's at its max. And they're out there hiking, and then
they take one bottle of water.
Yeah. And then they need to be rescued. Yeah. And what do they think, you know, the people that are rescuing, what they have to go through to get up there and get them in this heat. So
absolutely.
You have to use a little more common sense when you're out there hiking. Don't do it in the afternoon. I know you think you're invincible, but you're not. Something can easily happen. And then don't forget the Pageant of the Masters coming up, and that is July 7th through August 31st. You can get your tickets online at LagunaFestivalOfArts.org. And again, I'm going to have some of those tickets to give away, more tickets to give away on the website of Traveling with Francoise. And like I say, all the seats are great seats, so you don't have to worry about that. They're I have sat in the seats. I always look at them to see. And you know, this is kind of one of the few things that we're the only show that gives away Rose Parade grandstand seats plus parking, and we're the only show in the Valley that gives away Pageant of the Masters tickets and stuff. So we give away some good things here, Barry.
That's awesome.
Lots of good stuff. All right. So anyway, so check it out on the website, Traveling with Francoise. And I will make sure that I post all the things that we talked about today on the website. So if you missed it, you will can just go to the website and find out and then enter the contest. All right. We're going to shift gears and go into travel next. And we should be having Steve Knoll and Lalo Alvarez in from ACT Tours to talk about travel. So stick around for more Traveling with Francoise. We'll be back after our local and national news break.